Chapter 16. Silver-gleaming gaffer torches lined the walkway to the half-renovated hospital, pierced into soil by both London and Brackley policemen. Two police automobiles blocked the road, and three horses grazed lazily at the hospital lawn while their riders investigated inside. Cianne shivered, despite Emery's coat draped over her shoulders. Emery himself sat on a bench near the walk, where a medic was checking the wound on the back of his head. He had already handed the paper magician a wet rag to press against his shoulder. He'd been hurt, yes, but he was alive. They both were, and Sarraj wasn't coming back. Even the most experienced excisioner couldn't resurrect himself, no matter how many stolen hearts he'd cached inside his body. It was finally finished. Cianne thought of Anise, not lying prone in her bathtub, but with her pencil clenched between her teeth as she tried to solve a math problem far too complex for Cianne to ever comprehend. Cianne thought of Delilah, not with Graf's hand clasped around her neck, but smiling at her from across the table at St. Albans Salmon Bistro. Finally, it was finished.
"I have a hard time believing you were simply in the right place at the right time, Thane," Magician Hughes said, approaching the bench.
Cianne hadn't seen him arrive.
"If you insist on going through all the trouble, you might as well join our ranks. It pays well, as I've told you before."
Emery managed to smile, a weary gesture, at the Cypress chiding.
"Too much paperwork. You know that, Alfred?"
Alfred snorted.
"Paperwork? A folder of all people complaining about paperwork?"
Magician Hughes scratched his white mustache and glanced over to Cianne.
"Ah, Miss Twill," he said. "Why am I not surprised to see you here? Third strike, eh? Maybe you'd like to be recruited instead. When is this blasted apprenticeship of yours over?"
Cianne tried to smile as well, but her nerves may have made it into more of a grimace. "Just under 2 weeks, with luck." Magician Hughes brightened.
"Oh, well, there is some good news. My well wishes, of course."
He turned back to Emery and bent over to get a better look at his wounds.
"Once Magician Kilmer gets his hands on you, you'll be good as new."
"Magician Kilmer?" Cianne asked.
"A binder," Magician Hughes said. "I normally wouldn't say, but you've met him already."
Cianne scrunched her eyebrows together. "A binder? I would remember."
"You'd be dead if you hadn't," Magician Hughes clarified. "He's one of few, but he happened to be in London the day of the incident with Grath, if you recall."
Cianne took a moment to process the information, which sent an icy shock down her spine. You mean the excisioner at the hospital?
"Binder, my dear," Magician Hughes corrected her. "There's a difference."
Cianne shook her head. "What difference? He may heal instead of hurt, but explain that to the person he killed to earn his magic."
"He volunteered, actually."
Cianne spun around to see a tall man standing next to her, his shoulder-length black hair unbound and glimmering in the gaffer light. He wore a dark suit with a dark shirt underneath, no tie. His was a long face with high cheekbones and deep-set, almond eyes that spoke of Asian lineage. Magician Hughes cleared his throat.
"Miss Twill, Magician Kilmer. I did mention he was here, didn't I?"
A flush crept up Cianne's chest and neck, banishing her chills. Magician Kilmer gave her a somber smile, one that moved the lips just enough to be noticeable. Stepping past her, he said,
"He suffered from cancer of the bones, and everyone in his family had already passed on before him, save for one son. He would have died within days regardless, if it helps your conscience."
What could Cianne say to that? It didn't seem right to apologize, or to thank him for healing her, for healing Emery now. Despite the man's judicially anointed abilities, Cianne's stomach still tightened as he stood over Emery, uttering the same old tongue Sarraj had used. His hands glowed with a familiar gold light, and he touched Emery's shoulder, head, and jaw, erasing his wounds as if they had never existed.
I need to speak with Magician Eviosky, Cini said.
Magician Hughes leaned toward her.
Hmm?
I've given my statement, she said. Could we leave? It's important.
Magician Hughes shrugged.
Be my guest. That's in Magician Thane's jurisdiction now.
She nodded once, then moved to Emery as Magician Kilmer left. She knelt before him, hands on his knees, not really caring who saw.
You lied to me, she whispered.
He met her eyes.
Which time?
About my being ready to test for magicianship, she said. Lacerate. I don't know that one. How many more spells do I not know?
Not even Prit knows that spell, Cianni,
Emery said. He rested his hands on her shoulders, lifted a lock of her hair to see the place where Saraj had ripped out another. Cianni hoped it didn't look too obvious.
That is a Magician Thane original.
Cianni's fatigue subsided at those words.
You discovered a folding spell. How?
It's an intense version of Shred, really,
he said.
And yes, when Lyra was still a threat. I'm a folder, Cianni. I needed to find something besides burst spells that could incapacitate a person.
She nodded, slowly digesting the news. Are there any others I don't know?
No.
Another nod. A pause.
Emery,
she said, enunciating each syllable of his name, proceeding with caution.
How many people have you...
killed,
he finished for her. She bit her lip.
You and I are one for one, love,
he answered.
Oh, Emery.
I'll be fine, he said,
ran a thumb over her cheek.
I hardly feel remorse over the loss of Saraj Prendi. By all means, I killed him twice. I guess that puts me one ahead,
Silence fell between them for several seconds.
I need to tell Magician Eviosky,
Cini whispered.
Knowing what we know about bonding excisioners, I think I should tell her.
I would do the same.
Did you arrive by buggy? Is it still here?
Emery stood and pulled up Cini with him. He rolled his head and stretched out his shoulder, testing it. Glancing behind him, he nodded once to Magician Kilmer.
Let's go,
he murmured, hand pressed to Cini's back.
I do hope Patrice likes early morning visitors.
Cini walked close to him, leaving the hospital and the excisioners behind. Magician Eviosky opened the front door on the ninth knock, already groomed and powdered, though the hair pulled into its habitual tight bun at her crown looked wet. She didn't mask her surprise at seeing Emery Thane and Cianni Twill on her doorstep a quarter after 7 in the morning. Adjusting her glasses on her nose, she asked,
To what do I owe this visit? I'm afraid I have an appointment with the cabinet in an hour.
Taking a deep breath, Cianni said,
Saraj Prendi is dead.
She stiffened.
What? How? Are you sure?
Alfred will likely fill you in soon enough,
Emery said. He stifled a yawn. Magician Eviosky blanched, her gaze fixed on Cianni.
Don't tell me you were involved.
Saraj isn't why I'm here, she interjected,
glanced at Emery. Taking a deep breath, she added,
There's something I didn't tell you about Grath. What he did the day in the mirror room. How Delilah really died.
Magician Eviosky stilled until even her chest failed to rise, her lips limp.
I didn't tell you what he discovered, Cianni continued. But I need to tell you now, if you can find the time.
The gaffer nodded mutely and stepped back from the door, clearing a path into her home. Cianni slipped off her shoes at the door, as was Magician Eviosky's preference, though she noted Emery did not. The gaffer made no comment and simply led the two of them into the front room. Cianni sat on the couch, Emery beside her. To her surprise, he took her hand in his in plain sight of Magician Aviaski. Still, the gaffer didn't comment. Nerves prickling the lining of her stomach, Cini said, Delilah died because Grath bonded to her. He became an Exisioner, Magician Aviaski. He was about to steal your heart when I stopped him. Magician Aviaski's eyebrows sailed nearly to her hairline, then dropped down close to her eyes.
Miss Twill, Grath Cobalt was a gaffer. A man cannot bond to more than one material.
Not at the same time, no, Cini said. She glanced to Emery before adding, What if I told you that, at this moment, I was a smelter? Magician Aviaski rubbed her chin.
Miss Twill, bring me a coin, Cini said. I'll prove it.